הכנה בעשיריות.
Preparation in the tens.
תחילת הכניסה לעבודת
השם. Beginning of the
ובחינת עיבור. היינו שמבטל את בחינת עצמותו. ונכנס בעיבור.
The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Lord is in עיבור, meaning that he annuls himself and enters in עיבור, impregnation to the belly of them, to the mother's belly, meaning he enters the original state of the will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal called Bina. And a person should believe that before he was born, that is, before the soul came down into the body, the soul was adhered to him. And now he yearns to return and to cleave as it was prior to its descent. This is called ibu, impregnation, meaning that he annuls himself completely. From the article of the matter of Yenika and Ibu, impregnation and suckling from Rabash. The question is, what are the conditions between us that will put us into ibu? These are the conditions that we need in order to dissolve between the friends. These are the conditions for Ibu. This is annulment, and not passive annulment, but specifically annulment in such a way that you constantly check what is it that you can do for the ten that you haven't yet done.
אנחנו גם בונים את הרחם.
We also build the womb, meaning the environment itself, by making all the efforts to cleave on to whatever Rav passes on to us, and what Kabbalists through the sources pass to us, and we want to live in this spiritual environment that they describe to us. Yes, Ibur is through annulment, when one annuls himself, his view, and he takes on the Rosh, the head of the ten, the heart of the ten, the concern for the ten, and he wants to replace his view by the teacher's view, to truly be absorbed in whatever the teacher passes, and to just invest in the ten. Then he makes sure that everyone together will enter a state of Ibu. Yes, and the Ibu depends on the mother, on the place where he is. One cannot keep it by himself independently. And we have to build such a strong connection between us where we feel it. We feel that we depend on the environment, on the place where we are, and to be as a part of the system. What are the conditions that will bring us into Ibu? We need to enter into the clamps of the ten. On the one hand, always to feel the greatness of the Creator through the ten. On the other hand, to annul ourselves, to bow down to zero in the ten, to be in the middle, completely annulled before the greatness of the Creator.
השוואת הצורה המוחלטת בין הדאגה לעצמי, בין הדאגה להתגמות שלי, לבין הדאגה לחברים, שזה יהיה אפילו יותר.
It should be greater than concern for myself, would be the concern for the friends, that I'll be preoccupied with that all day, And each eye and each one of us will feel that his kli for development, this is what he should feel, that it's only in the ten, that there is nothing that is related to himself. Yes, Ibu is not a passive state. It is a state where you're constantly doing work, constantly doing, but not according to your head, but rather according to the head of the ten. And the ten is, it's not ten people. Practically, it's the whole of reality. This is what the Creator is demanding of you to do each moment in order to strengthen the ten and to increase the presence of the quality of bestowal in the ten. We actually work both on the incorporation between us and also on us wanting to take on the Rosh, the head of the upper one. We try to invest everything that we have during the day in that thing and to free ourselves, vacate ourselves of anything else. Yes, and in addition to that, Ibu means that one cares. He cares not for himself, but that the message that he receives from the upper one and the change that he wants to come to him, that he'll be able to do about himself, that he will be able to pass it on to other souls. Yesterday I was in a dissemination activity and I saw how much they need us, how much people have to get the message that we have.
Ibu
is not a final state. There has to be the power and the desire to grow. Without that, this entire system does not work. There has to be a will to receive, but what for? To receive in order to grow. How many words do we have to say, and how many words do Kabbalists have to say about the movement in 1 millimeter that a person moves away from his will to receive in a direction of the quality of bestowal? What richness of descriptions and actions. All in all, we need to take a person and shake him up a little bit so that he will move away from his stinky ego, because outside of him there is already the beginning of the Creator. His smallest connection with the others, or even in the smallest inclination in this direction, there is light already. Yes, we should be happy. It's a happy process that the Creator shows us to annul ourselves and rise above our stinking ego in order to create a kli for Him.
From Rav's Twitter, the more I make room for myself in the ten, to that extent the thought of creation can fill up my connection with the group, meaning the corrected kli. In this way, I become filled up and achieve equivalence of form and dvikut with the Creator. This dvikut increases and strengthens. Again, the more I make room for myself and become included in the ten, to that extent, the thought of creation can fill up my connection with the group, meaning the corrected kli. In this way, I become filled up and achieve equivalence of form and dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This dvikut increases and strengthens. The question is, how to become included in the ten?
So, of course, I don't engage in myself and I search for how do I free up this place. How to invest myself in the group, how to add to the connection of the others, how to be with them in each and every opportunity. In our connections throughout the day, between the connections, in the actions that we do together, to invest everything possible.
Yeah, and we also learn that the ten is not people or faces or specific individuals. It's what we build out of our passions. This is the template that each of us wants to, where each of us wants to discover the upper force. And the upper force is not for himself. So the ten is the place where we want to emerge from ourselves and be there.
Yes, we, each one wants to come out of himself and hear the lesson, not from my kli, but from the kli of each one in the ten. Just to see things simply through the eyes of the friends.
Let's
Ismach lev mevakshe Hashem. Ismach lev.